Hello, this is 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 795, and we've been talking about the death of Christ, and we are almost through with the series. Okay, so let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." That's why I always pause to say, if not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Now I continue, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we look at the death of Christ, we've looked at the physical events, but not the revelatory. We've gone into Proverbs chapter 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And I've gone in depth into that. And now I'm in Mark 11, Jesus said to his disciples, after he had cursed the fig tree, they came back, Master, the fig tree that I cursed is dead. And Jesus said unto them, Mark 11:23, is that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, these are removed, having that cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So you can have what you say. You can have what you say. What are you going to say? And I told you, Romans 4:17, we saw Abraham calling the things that be not as though they were, because that is the nature of God. God called the things that be not, said, "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations." The man has not, he's been barren for years, and God says, "I have made." So somebody's asking, so prophetess, are you saying we should deny what we see? Because he is barren, should he not never say that, "Listen, I don't have a baby"? Is something wrong with saying to someone, if the person is saying, "What about the lamp? Is the lamp still in your breast?" Should the person say that, there is no lamp? Listen, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you call the things that be not as though they were. How do you do it? I call my breast free of lamps. So you are walking in the house, and that's what I call my breast free of lamps. I call my breast free of lamps. I call my stomach free of ulcers. I call my stomach free of ulcers. I call my head free of, you call them as you believe God has done for you. But when somebody asks you, what about you? You tell the person honestly what is happening. But you tell the person, "Listen, I'm saying this to you, so that if you're praying for me, but as for me, this is what I believe." And then you continue to confess what you believe. "I call my body healed. I call my car sold. I call my cars, my cars returned if they were stolen. I call my house sold." You call the things that you want manifest as though they were. That is how to do it. That is, we are not doing denial. That's what we're doing. We are not doing denial. No, that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is that we are calling them. And look at what Mark 11:23 says, that you will see the mountain. So the mountain is right there before you. It's not like you are denying, there's no mountain. No, the mountain is before you. But what are you saying? "Be thou removed." You are speaking to the mountain. "Be thou removed. Be thou removed." So the following day, you see the mountains there. "Be thou removed. Be thou removed." I call the mountain removed. I call the mountain. So you are calling the things that are not yet manifest as though they were. Very, very simple. This is the way you do it. This is the way you do it. Calling the things that be not as though they were. And that is exactly what God did in creation, we go to Genesis chapter 1. And Genesis, the book of beginnings, is very important. Genesis chapter 1 is so critical in understanding God. I'm telling you, if you understand that book of beginnings, you understand God. And when you go, you will see darkness. But God refused to say, use his tongue to call darkness. He said, what I want is light. So he began to call light. He was calling light. He was not calling darkness. But what's the use of calling what you can see? Honestly, what is the use of calling what you can see? What you see is debt. What you see is a mortgage trouble. So why are you going to call and say, I have mortgage trouble. I'm go around. I have mortgage trouble. I'm in debt. What do you gain by that? Rather, you call yourself free of debt. Call yourself. I call the debt pay. I call the debt cancel. I call the debt D-E-B-T. I call it cancel. I call my body healed. I call my body saved. I call my son saved. You call the things that be not what? As though they were. Very simple. Everyone can do it. You can do it. And from today, as you're hearing us, maybe today is the first time you've listened, please. It means you have an archive of goodies to dig into and to fill your heart and be full and be happy. So please go back into it and listen to all. You start from episode 1. You just let it play and let me talk. Even when you sleep, I'll still be playing because your spirit doesn't sleep. And you can play it and your spirit will hear what is being said. Oh, you are so blessed. Please come back for more. Remember, we're finishing this to go into another. I cannot wait for this series. I cannot wait for this next series. You are so blessed. Bye.